With Montana News, I'm Austin Amastoy. The case of a Crow teenager hit and killed by a train during a car chase with a now-defunct tribal police force is gaining fresh attention through an investigative report from Mother Jones more than 3 years after the crash. 17-year-old Braven Glenn's mother is suing the federal government, alleging the wrongful death of her son. Blossom Old Bull says she's still trying to learn what happened to her son and why. I spoke with the Mother Jones reporter who investigated the incident, and you'll hear that conversation in a moment. But first, here's Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Coffin, who sat down with Blossom Old Bull.
On the evening of November 24th, 2020, 17-year-old Braven Glenn was driving down Highway 451 between Gary Owen and Lodgegrass on the Crow Reservation when he passed a cruiser on the two-lane highway. The cruiser, a police vehicle, flipped on its lights and pursued Braven. He sped up his car, a Chevy Malibu, missed a turn, went off the road, and onto the train tracks that run parallel to the highway. The car stopped, but the oncoming train was unable to. Braven died at the scene of the crash, and toxicology reports showed he had alcohol and marijuana in his system. A brief write-up in the news came days later, and the comments did too. Braven's mom, Blossom Old Bull, remembers them well.
You know, it's like all people see is like, oh, this bad Indian kid. So he was running from the police. He must have been doing something really bad, so he deserved to die. And that's another thing that drives me to tell his story too, is because they need to know that he was, that's not who he was.
I'm down in Crow Agency, sitting with Blossom in her car, talking about Braven. Her daughter, Braven's sister, and 8-month-old granddaughter are in the car too. And Blossom is sharing her story, Braven's story, including all of the parts she's still trying to piece together.
His initial story in the beginning was that Braven was going 90 miles an hour. And that's why he was being chased, because he was speeding. And then after he watched the dash cam footage, that was not the case at all. He was not speeding. They did not clock him going 90 miles an hour. When the chase began, yeah, he sped up and then he was going 90 miles an hour, but not when he passed her, he was not. So it's like, I just don't get why they told us that in the beginning. You know what I mean? That was just wrong to begin with right there. You know, he didn't deserve to die that way that night. And by people that weren't even cops, they weren't legal police officers.
The officer chasing Braven was part of the newly formed Crow Nation Police Department, started by the tribe as an attempt to improve policing on tribal lands. Within a few days of Braven's death, the police department folded and ceased to operate. Blossom, who was Braven's parent and legal guardian, says she was not given accurate details of the crash, was not allowed to identify his body, and didn't even know where Braven was sent for autopsy. Blossom says she was also not provided a copy of the police report. With the Crow Nation Police Department gone, she tried to get answers from the tribe in the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Not even any explanation to the family of even what happened that night. It's like I had to fight for that information for months and months and months. They weren't releasing anything. We were denied every time. It was denied, denied, denied.
Connecting with a lawyer changed the process and helped release information. Blossom is suing the United States government for excessive force, wrongful death, and violation of Braven's Fourth Amendment rights. The government has denied her claims that any federal employees were present at the accident scene or had a role in Braven's death. But Blossom says her fight is far from over, motivated by the memory of her son and the life he had to live.
It was only 2 weeks before he passed away, I was having a talk with him and I told him, I said, Braven, I don't want you to fall into this cycle of drinking and that it's already affected our family so much. You know, I don't want you to fall into this cycle. I said, I want you to be somebody. I was like, I want you to be a productive member of society. I want you to be somebody. And he looked at me and he was like, I am, Mom. And he showed me like text messages where he was talking to the, it was like an Army recruiter or a Marines recruiter. And he goes, I'm gonna join after I'm done with high school. And so, you know, it's like I said, oh, continue to fight. I'll continue to tell a story. And I hope people understand, like, he didn't deserve this.
I did reach out to Crow Tribal leadership for comment on this story, Braven's death, and information about why the police department folded, but have not gotten a response at this time. Reporting in Crow Agency, I'm Jackie Coffin.
I'm Austin Amastoy. More than 3 years have passed since Braven Glenn's crash and the abrupt closure of the Crow Tribal Police Department. Mother Jones senior criminal justice reporter Samantha Michaels spent much of the time since then investigating the circumstances of Glenn's death and the state of policing on tribal lands. She joins me now to share some of that reporting. Hello, Samantha.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So it's been quite a while since we covered the Crow Tribal Police Department. Could you start by giving us a bit of an overview of how the department was created and what happened to it?
The Crow Tribal Police Department was created basically to fill a gap in law enforcement on the reservation. Previously, the federal government had controlled a lot of policing there, and there were only about 4 or 5 federal officers for a reservation that's, you know, nearly the size of Connecticut. So the tribal administration wanted to create a tribal police department. And in the spring of 2020, after the pandemic hit, the tribe received some COVID relief funding that it used to create a tribal police department in June of 2020.
We didn't know much about why the department shut down in 2020, just a few days after Glenn's death. I'm wondering, though, Samantha, did you find any additional details during your investigation as to the circumstances of the department shutting down?
In my reporting, I spoke with former law enforcement officials, and they had a number of theories about what happened. Some of them speculated that the department shut down because of Braven's death and the investigation into his death. A former BIA officer said that that was kind of common knowledge, that that was the reason why the department shut down. Former tribal police officials told me that the department was already failing before Braven died and that the department was running out of money and it shut down because of that. And then a lot of people that I spoke with, they talked about politics. A couple of weeks before Braven died, there was an election on the reservation. And the chairman, the Crow chairman who had created the police department, he lost the election. And Chairman White Clay, who won the election, didn't think that it was a good idea to, you know, create this police department with COVID funding. There's a lot of speculation that the department shut down because of that.
Despite some new information you gleaned through your records requests and Blossom's investigations yourself, Blossom Oldbull, she is still seeking really any certain or definitive answers as to what happened with Braven's crash and death. A lot of your reporting goes into sort of what this case tells us about the state of policing on tribal lands.
I think that this case highlights a few things. One is that Blossom is not the only person, you know, who struggled to get information after a loved one died. And families are going, you know, many months and years trying to get basic autopsy reports, death certificates after their loved ones die. And it's really painful for them and it's not okay. I think another takeaway is to think about just the lack of funding that tribal police have received. There's really kind of a crisis of law enforcement on reservations where they don't have enough money from the federal government, they're short-staffed, they're under-resourced, and sometimes it can culminate in cases like this, you know, where there's an officer-involved death. Blossom was very open with me. I think she really wanted, you know, her family's story and the pain that they had gone through to be shared and to be known.
Samantha Michaels is a senior criminal justice reporter at Mother Jones. You can find her full story on Braven Glenn and the Crow Tribal Police Department linked at our website, mtpr.org. Samantha, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.